Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš is once again fighting for his political future in the wake of revelations that his son, who allegedly suffers from a mental disorder, was held in Crimea against his will by his father's associate to prevent him from testifying in the Stork's Nest affair, in which the Prime Minister faces charges of EU subsidy fraud. Opposition parties have called on the Prime Minister to resign and are trying to raise support for a no-confidence vote in his administration. His fate now hangs on the decision of his coalition partner, the Social Democrats, and the Communist Party, which supports the minority government. So, could this be the end of the road for the besieged Czech Prime Minister? Political analyst Jiří Pehe thinks not.
Well, I think that this is a serious affair as far as the Czech Republic goes and its image, but I don't think it's a serious development for Andrej Babiš in the sense that he would be forced to resign. I think that at this point he's still safe because accomplish what the opposition wants to accomplish, that is to recall him. For that, we would need the Social Democratic Party to join the ranks of the join forces with the opposition. And that is not very likely to happen at this point, simply because the Social Democratic Party is internally deeply split, and there is a group of politicians in the party that depends on cooperating with Babiš. If those politicians, including the chairman of the Social Democratic Party, Mr. Hamáček, were to leave the government, they would probably also lose their positions in the Social Democratic Party, because they would be blamed by the politicians opposing them in the party for ever entering this arrangement with Babiš.
Are there not voices in the Social Democratic Party saying it would be better to opt out of this government? It's not doing us any favours.
Yes, in the Social Democratic Party there are quite a few voices saying that the party simply should not be working with Babiš, but I think that at this point this internal battle in the Social Democratic Party is still undecided. So it can go both ways, but I think that in the foreseeable future we will see probably a lot of fudging going on in the Social Democratic Party along the lines that we have to give Mr. Babiš some time to see whether those charges are true or not, that we need to allow the police and the prosecutors to do their work, and therefore there is no rush. So, in short, I think that Mr. Hamáček and people around him will be playing for time. I don't think that they will make a decision to join the opposition in a week. And since the opposition wants to hold the vote on the government next week, I don't think that the Social Democrats will be ready to join the opposition. It is quite possible that if those latest charges against Babiš prove to be true, that the Social Democrats in the end will have no choice but to actually join the opposition. But I think that in the next week or so, it's not very likely.
So you think that Babiš will once again be able to ride out the storm?
I think that Mr. Babiš, as much as it is not good for the Czech Republic and its political culture and the rule of law in the country, will be able to survive at this point. And I think that in general, this may actually in some ways have some beneficial effects in a sense that the Czech public also needs some time to see that Babiš is not, at least for the part of the Czech public that supports him, and that is about 30% of the Czech population, that he's not what he seems to be.
But do you really think that this scandal will lower his popularity ratings? We've not seen that happen in the past, and this is really not anything new.
I think that this latest scandal is new in one sense, and that is that it is very emotional for many people. It is going to the core of certain family values which people can relate to, because so far Mr. Babiš has been able to portray himself as someone who is fighting formerly corrupt political parties that are trying to remove him, and they are working together with the media. But in essence, he's a good family man who really is just trying to do a good thing. And on top of that, he's trying to protect his family, which is the main thing for him. But now a lot of people who support him will be able to see that he actually misused his family. He simply used his children, about whom he now says that they are psychologically not well, maybe ill, that he misused them for his business purposes.